Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Created in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Everybody say yeah.
Praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. Well, brothers, I'm back. It's 2022, and we are starting new episodes for this year. For the month of January, we're going to be talking about relationships and ritual and how our relationship with Christ and the difference between ritual and how we may slip into ritual. You know, one of the things, before I pray, I just wanted to plant this seed, that we are called in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 5, is to examine ourselves. And when I say that, I would encourage us to begin by examining last year, where we came, what did we accomplish, where did we fall short, and then look forward to 2022 and what we're going to do, what God has us to do, what God is calling us to do. The things we may not be able to fulfill last year, you know, the things God may have spoken to us, to be in his will, to accomplish some things in ministry, in our families, in our spiritual growth. You know, some folk do a lot of things in the new year and with fasts and start Bible reading and want to read the whole Bible in 1 year and all those things. But, again, we just examine ourselves. Did we finish those things that we wanted to do that we said last year, last calendar year that we wanted to do? And looking forward, what do we want to accomplish this year? Spiritually, emotionally, relationship-wise, with our families, with our wives and children, our church ministry, are we serving in the church? Where do we want to find ourselves serving this year? And the only way we're going to do that is through prayer and through seeking God, his guidance and direction, and being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? But let's pray, and I just want to share a couple of thoughts with you today. To just encourage you in what's coming in this new calendar year. Amen. First, I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for salvation today. Thank you, Lord God, for sacrificing yourself on the cross. We thank you, God, for your shed blood, oh God. We thank you for the resurrection power in our lives, oh God. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for healing, oh God. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of my family and myself. I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the body of Christ, oh God. For those, oh God, who are your church, God, the unseen, the invisible church, and the visible church, Lord God. Those who are called by your name, we thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the touching of lives today. We thank you for those who may have just come to knowledge of you through the power of the Holy Spirit, that the gospel message is getting out, Lord God. Father, today I just want to pray for revival in the hearts of your people, Lord God. Revive them, grow them, nurture them, Lord God. I pray for maturity in the body of Christ today, and maturity in the saints of God, and maturity in the men of God, that, God, they can fulfill their purpose and plan, that they can be able to stand, oh God, as salt and light, oh God, that they maybe go out and evangelize and win a soul for you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you right now for all that you're doing. Father, I lift up those in the sick beds and hospitals, God, those in prisons, those in nursing homes, oh God. I lift up our children, oh God, our teenagers, our young adults, oh God, because they are our future, oh God, and they are the church of the future, Lord God. But, Father, we just continue, God, to say thank you right now for who you are and what you're doing. Continue to watch over us and cover us, because we know that you are all in control of everything and nothing is a surprise to you. So, Father, we give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, brothers, like I said, I'm going to take a few minutes here in the new year. And this is the first episode. It's not going to be that long event. But I just wanted to encourage you and just let you know, if you receive this on your text, on the Facebook page, on the Twitter page, you can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr. And you can always catch up there in some of the past episodes, some of the past discussions I've had there. And also I want to put out, too, if you receive this on your text, I invite you to come and join the conversation, join the discussions, and talk about some issues you may want to talk about and share. And just you know, spend some time together in fellowship. Because we're praying that this year, with even with these spikes that's going on, that we'll be able to gather together in men's fellowships and gather together and encourage one another and greet and meet each other and just come together face-to-face. That's our prayer for this year, that in the midst of all that's going on, the church will be able to come back together. And our men's groups and men's ministries will start to gather again. I hope that we can do a Man Up event this year and bring all the brothers back out. But we're going to pray on that and see what God and how God directs and guides and directs us in that thing. Amen? Amen. So again, for this episode, I just wanted to share what we're going to be talking about here for the month of July. We're going to be talking about relationship versus ritual. So relationships are very important in life. But the biggest thing that I've learned and I know over relationships that I would like you to think about is it takes time, it takes work. And sometimes are we willing to do the work to build true relationships or just go through the motions? And often that, you know, some people wonder why they have empty and poor relationships. I mean, your family members, your friends, you know, on your job, and also in the body of Christ, and most of all, our relationship with God, with Christ. Are we willing to do the work to build a true relationship with God? Because that is the most important relationship, that everything else is that foundation. So are we building the foundation of our life on the rock of Jesus Christ by building the relationship? You know, one thing I think about with the disciples, they built a personal relationship with Christ when he was on the earth for the 3 years they were together. They hung out together, they ate together, they talked together, and they knew each other. They knew each other's families intimately. They spent time together for those 3 years and were able to build a relationship with Christ. So we're called to build the same kind of relationship with Christ as our Lord and as our Savior and who he is. And how do we do that? We do that through the study of his word. We do that through prayer. We do that through the fellowship of the saints, that we will grow in the knowledge and grow in our relationship with Christ. Because remember, our salvation is based on our relationship on Jesus Christ and who he is. And do we believe who he says he is? Do we believe that he paid the price for our sins and that we are secure in knowledge of who he is and have our hope in that we, when we die, we will be in his presence. We will spend eternity with him in heaven because of our faith in him. And do we believe it? Amen? So that's some of the things I just wanted to encourage you to, because like I say, the relationship, it takes, there's a process. In Christianity and in church, it's called sanctification. Are we in sanctification to the point that we can do what we need to do and be where we need to be, you know, and just be able to live a life that's pleasing to him? Because ultimately, we have to stand before him to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So, you know, so past situations, you know, we had friends before that we built friendships, we did activities, and even in our lives, if we look at our lives and know that, you know, we build a lot of superficial relationships in our life, if we think about it. In this temporal realm, the people that we hung around, we may call them friends, associates, or, you know, people that I just know. But a lot of things and a lot of relationships are built on superficiality. They're not really deep. They're not really meaningful. And that's when I think of that as the rituals. Sometimes we turn things in the body of Christ and in the church into rituals, and they really don't mean anything. We go to church on Sunday just because we go. We go to Bible study. We give tithes and offerings just because it's ritual. It's what we do. Why we do what we do, because that's what we do. And we take communion, you know, communion every first Sunday or whenever it is. I see a lot of churches that switch it around. They're doing it on the fourth Sunday. They're doing it at the second service. They're doing it in the third. But I think in that, if you're a faithful one, you realize that many people well, I won't count with COVID, but even when I've seen certain churches change their communion, it wasn't on first Sunday. When they moved it, there was less people showing up for communion. And to me, that means they were not, knowing that the communion service has changed, they didn't see a need to be there to do the communion. So that tells me where they are in their walk with, in their relationship with Christ, if Christ said, hey, just do this in remembrance of him. Amen? So we just all have to be able to, again. The whole point here is that we have to be able to look at ourselves in this new year, see what direction we want to go, see where we may have fallen short when we look at ourselves honestly and critically, and then look forward to where we want to go in God, in growth in God, and those things that was to take to grow in God, to be able to be in fellowship, in prayer, picking up that, changing our habits to be the mature man of God that we're called to be. And that's, and I think that's the most important thing we need to do in this new year, is to just go and be part and delve deep in. Now, no matter where you are in the pool, maybe you're in the 3-foot section, the 6-foot section, or the 10-foot section. Wherever you are, there's a deeper, there's more that God wants for us and wants out of us. But again, are we growing in faith? Are we growing, seeking to grow? Paul talked about it he talked about from milk to meat. So, brothers, I want to encourage you. Where are you in your faith walk? Where are you in your spiritual growth? Are you truly pressing into a relationship with Christ? That a relationship is something that is sincere, it has depth, it builds trust, understanding, and then also it's forgiveness, knowing that you are forgiven of sins, and as you mature, you learn to forgive others around you. And are we building churches? We are the church, but that the church is our relationship, our local congregations. Are we building to be relationships with the members that are in our church, new relationships? You may be in a ministry and you think you know everybody there, you know them for years. But what about the newcomer, the new believer, the visitor who comes as our buildings open up? Are we prepared to reach out and bring them into the body of Christ, to the family of Christ? So are we looking to grow in our service to the church, in our service of the vision and the mission of our local ministries? What is your pastor's mission? What is his vision for that ministry? And how can you help to fulfill that God-given mission that the church has? And then also, brother, something I learned ago that I've shared a lot is, I was taught that every person has a ministry in the local congregation and your personal ministry. What thing that you have that God, you can do to serve God, that's an outreach, that's a ministry to serve others, that we're able to, your talent and gifts and skills can be used to bring someone into the knowledge of God, to shape and change their life, to give hope to the hopeless, to help someone, to be able to pray, to be able to do whatever it is that you can do, that you can reach someone for Christ, that they can be in their company, be in their presence. So given opportunity, you can share the gospel of Jesus Christ that will give them hope and give them eternal life. So as a believer grows in Christ, there's some things and some things that should start to be your normal, your default in your life. That's prayer, reading and studying of the Bible, attending church, participating in church activities. Church is going out. We look at the laborers who go out and get to your place. And even we talk about evangelism, we're going in outreaches to be part of, to be a body there, to help, to be whatever you can be. And again, there's an opportunity for you to be able to share your gospel, share your story with someone in the midst of the work that the church does in the communities outside the building. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, brothers, just a little bit on that, and just to get ready. 2022, God's willing, we're going to continue with Issues Christian Men's Talk. Again, I'm on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. I know these last past Saturdays were challenging because it was right in the middle of the holidays. I announced this back in November, early December. But it's January now. The holidays are over. We're going to get back into a regular flow, regular schedule programming, put it that way. But Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., you can call 646 866-268-2636, and you can join the conversation. Again, if you receive this link on a text, you can text me any topics, subjects, issues you want to talk about or be part of the discussion. You can call in live on Saturday mornings at 9, or you can give me a call, and you can be part of our the other episodes I'll be recording and posting and sending out. But we are live on Saturdays at 9 a.m. And you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr. Listen to all our past episodes. Also, we're on Facebook at Facebook Issues Christian Men's Talk on our Facebook page. And again, as we begin to grow, as we begin to go back into the building and start to gather, have your men's groups, men's ministry, men's Bible studies, men's events, even if they're virtual, please let me know. Post them. Send them to me. We'll post them on the Facebook page. So we have to brothers connect. And I pray hopefully this year, I'll say by the third quarter, we're going to go, Issues Christian Men's Talk is going to go to Zoom. I'm just putting some things in place and getting some brothers to commit to the Zoom and be part of those discussions so we can at least get to start to see each other. We're going to advance into the technology from the phone calls and from the call-in radio show. But again, brothers, I appreciate you, man. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful evening. And continue to seek God, seek to know who he is and what he wants from you and how you can serve him, that you might stand before him and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Father, I thank you right now. Thank you for every brother that's on the line. I thank you for every husband, father, and son, God. I ask that you continue to touch their lives, continue to strengthen them, continue to use them, oh God, in the place where they are. Father, I ask a blessing over their families, over their houses, over their homes, over their children and grandchildren, God. Keep them, strengthen them. Give them, oh God, what they need, God. Meet them in their need, God. I pray for their mental health, their emotional health, and their spiritual growth. Strengthen and keep them. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. God bless you, men of God. Be at peace.
I will sing holy, I will sing
holy, I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship him and give the praise to him alone. He who
they say,